Okay, it's very rare that we have a problem from Beferish Pesukim and Chumash that are a problem to a basic yisoid of the Gemara, really, of the Torah itself. The obligation to destroy an Avodah Zarah, Abet Abdun, is called a Mekaymais. The Chumash Yekatachi goes on Mekaymais. The Gemara says, we dash in for Avodah Zarah itself. There's a mitzvah to destroy an Avodah Zarah. And there's no machlokes. The machlokes are the gedarim, but everyone agrees that avodah zarah has to be destroyed. It's ta'an biur. So the question is, why in Chumash we find two incidents where there was avodah zarah was not destroyed? One was in Parshas Vayishlach by Yaakov when he takes the avodah zarah of Shechem from the Shvatim, and the Yitmeinos and Yaakov, and Yaakov buries them under the tree. It's an obligation to destroy the Avodah Zarah, not to bury them. So you should be obligated to destroy the Avodah Zarah. One kash is from Yaakov Avinu, and the other is from Rachel. Rachel took the trophim from Lavan. Bechlal, I don't understand why she's riding around with them. She should have just taken the trophim and destroyed them just for practical reasons. But there's a mitzvah to destroy Avodah Zarah. Why is she riding around with the trophim? This is the problem. The question is if it makes a difference. Pashtus, the Davis kept the Torah, but in Achinami, one of the Mahalchim that we have here is that maybe before Mount Torah was different. We'll see why. It's interesting that the Gemara says that Avodah Zarah is Torn Geniza. The Gemara's Lashon sounds like you could bury an Avodah Zarah Torn Geniza. Just Taisus says that Torn Geniza Pirish Biur. You have to destroy it, which is a pasuk. Abay Tavdun, like the Gemara said earlier. But it's interesting. Gemara's lashon is Ton Geniza, but Tosfos says, and as far as I understand, everyone agrees that Avodah Zarah has to be destroyed. So this is the problem. So the Ramban and Chumash and Vayishlach is the kasha. He doesn't ask it about Rachel. He asks it about Yaakov Avinu. And the Ramban answers that the Avodah Zarah, they were mevatel the Avodah Zarah. That a guy we learned, we're going to have again on the Amid Beis, Avodah Zarah of a guy, you can be mevatel it, and it becomes Eis Avodah Zarah. So he says the reason Yaakov didn't burn it is because the guy was mevatel it. Which guy? He found the guy to be mevatel it. I don't know, he doesn't say who. He brings some desire, could be they captured the women of Shechem, and the women of Shechem were mevatel it. But what's the problem with that? The guy who mevatel it.
Why
do you have to bury it? So you should be allowed to keep it. No. So the Rabban says, what's his lashon? He says the Taras HaKadosh. Taras HaKadosh is there are things that are not in Hilchas Tumah are not Tomei Al Pi Din, but Taras HaKadosh is a Hecha Madrega. So the Rabban says they were mevatel it. You're allowed to keep it. The Taras HaKadosh, that's why he did it. It's also a Pella, this Ramban. We had on that Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. Remember that David HaMelech, when he captured Avodah Zarah, the Gemara says, I think it was Itai Agiti came, it was Mevatlet, and he used it. Not only that, his crown, the Gemara says the crown of David HaMelech, Vayikach as Teres Malkam, Me'al Raishai, Mishkola Kikazam, Umishari Isuri Hanan Ninu. He used Avodah Zarah's crown for his own crown. Rav Nachman, Iti Agiti Baal Bitla. So the Gemara says that David HaMelech relied on Bitl and used it. And the Ramban says, Al Taras HaKadosh, you shouldn't use it. My hergish would be that way. If you brought me an Avodah Zarah and said a guy's mevatlet, I don't know if I want it in my, in my house. But the Gemara says that David used it. It's a very shverer Ramban to say that Taras HaKadosh, you're not supposed to use it. It's a very difficult Ramban to explain. The Siparnai says also that they will mevatel it, but different than the Ramban. The Ramban says that he didn't want to keep Avodah Zarah around, so the Sfarno says that Kadesh Yisrachek Melibam Machshavas Avodah Zarah. The chinuch thing. He's a father. He didn't want his children thinking about Avodah Zarah. So he got rid of it. Okay. More understandable. But this is the Ramban. You can't dismiss the Ramban, but we have kashas on the Ramban. So he brings in the Achrayim who talk about that the Ovis were B'nai Noach. And B'nai Noach are allowed to have Hana from an Avodah Zarah. It's a general Shaila. He brings the Mechassin Echlers. When B'nai Noach are Mechuyiv in the Sheva Mitzvahs, whether they're Mechuyiv in the Sheva Mitzvahs like Jews are Mechuyiv, or only in the Iker Mitzvah. In other words, the guy's Mechuyiv in Isra Avodah Zarah. Does that mean he's not allowed to have Hana from the Avodah Zarah? Just means he's not allowed to bow down to the Avodah Zarah. So he suggests that by B'nai Noach, you're allowed to have Hana from the Avodah Zarah. And that explains perhaps why they didn't destroy it. They're allowed to have Hana from it. They don't have to destroy it. And that's his biur. Now that leads to another discussion. Interesting shayla. You'll see in a minute how it comes to it. Now let's say you're at work and there's a refrigerator all the workers use, and you have a Jewish co-worker who has a tray for sandwich in the refrigerator. So the shaila that's always cleared is whether you're allowed to steal it and throw it out. You go to the refrigerator, take it and throw it out. And nowadays they have a video camera on everything, so you got to watch out what you do. But the question is in halacha whether it's mutter. A Jew, a guy can eat treifus. A Jewish co-worker is not from, he's got treifus. Are you allowed to swipe it and throw it out? So I think it would be surprising to most people that the Nesivis, in the beginning of Chayshim Mishpat and Simin Gimel, says that you're allowed to. He says that the kfiya on mitzvahs, the Gemara says Bezdin forces people on mitzvahs. He says it's not a din in Bezdin. It's not a din in Bezdin at all. It's a din in Jews. Just who's going to do it? So Bezdin does it. The Nesivis Yeshita is you're allowed to be kaifa loimi boy on Averis, even on mitzvahs. You're allowed to force people. Yeah. No, you don't have to replace it with anything. You have to buy, just take it, you take it, you throw it out.
So it's the early issue,
he says, Kfiyala mitzvahs is even La Kaisa, he says, what? There's no mominous issue, even though it's worth money. I mean, you can sell it to a guy. Dina de Machusa kick in. Dina Machusa, the Paiskim say Dina Machusa is only on Takanas Adrachim and on Yanei Masim. It's not Ben Yisrael Yisrael. What? Still stealing his money. Still stealing his money. What? You're very from Hesh. It's when it's an Aveira, it's an Aveira. The Ktsais really is mad. The Ktsais has a Meshavit Nesivis. He says the Nesivis tells you can force someone to do a mitzvah. If he doesn't build a sukkah, you can beat him up till he builds a sukkah. But that the Ktsais disagrees. He says, Lafrusha Misuri you can force, but not for mitzvahs. Now, these are Chalukei days. They bring a raya from Rachel who stole the trophim. That's a raya. Rachel stole the Avodah Zarah. So that's a raya that you're allowed to steal things. That you're allowed to steal things. You have Frisha Misura. What? She stole from a guy. And therefore, well, first of all, many Rishayim about Gezalakim is their raya. Gezalakim, yeah, it's a machlaik. The Gemara Darshans and Parashas Bahar, the Gemara Darshans from it. What? Oh. So the Shlosh Yaakov talks about if you hold Avodah Zarah as Asa B'Hanoah, then it has no value. Surah HaNoah has no value. So you're allowed to steal it because it's Surah HaNoah. But that's totally in this Nidan. If B'nai Noach have Surah HaNoah and Avodah Zarah. In other words, this clear whether Benech, Mechayiv and Avodah Zarah, but not in the Surah Hanah of Avodah Zarah, just not to bow, or in the whole Fanem of Avodah Zarah is Mechayiv as well, which is the Mitzvah's plan. What? Right. Yeah, I understand. The question is, maybe they're allowed to steal because it has no value, and that it's no raya, that you're allowed to steal something that does have value. So saying it's no raya because it's only a raya if you hold that goyim a mitzvah. In Isur, if goyim are allowed to have not allowed to have a no, then it has no value. If goyim are allowed to have a no, then it's a different story. So I don't think there's a clear psak on this. We have only Shulchan Aruch for Yidden. You know, Shulchan Aruch to look up if goyim are mitzvah in what parts of Avodah Zarah. We don't have a Shulchan Aruch for goyim. Although they're writing some sort of a thing now for the Noahites, and there's a fellow they put out a siddur for Bnei Noach, and it's a small little pamphlet for Bnei Noach. You know, they are goyim in America. Who are Bnei Nayach? The Makabal Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Nayach. And they believe in God. It's hard for them to be Begayim. What? Noahites. Yeah, the Noahites. In Atlanta, a lot of them in Texas.
Rachel learned from her grandfather, Avram, who broke up Terach's.
How did Avram break Terach's Avodah
Zarah? So therefore, she knew it was mutter.
So why don't we bring a raya from Avram who broke Terach's Avodah Zarah? Very good question. Maybe a little boy with his father's things is a different story. Okay, I don't know. Okay, anyway, my point, you can't be kind of a Rachel, didn't have to be kind of it. She just took it. So let her not be kind of, who cares? So what if she's not kind of it? She didn't want to be mekayim a mitzvah of stealing. She just wanted to get out of her father's house. So she took it out of her father's house. She didn't need to have a kinyan in it. What? The Yaakov's call, I don't know. It's a question whether the issa there was al kibud av eim, or it's true. It says that Rachel was punished for taking it. The question is if it was a kibud av eim dikadin or a ganevadik. All right. At any rate, it's a fascinating thing that this shaila. If you're allowed to steal, they should bring a raya from the Terafim. And that's totally vital in this whole Shakla Vitaria, if a Ben Noach has a din of Yisuri HaNoah or not. A psak I don't have. One thing is for sure that for everyone to go around forcing everyone else to do mitzvahs, L'Shafka Schaia L'Chalberia, it's going to be, it's not a very practical thing to let everybody do it. But some they should let the Rabbanim do it. Burning. If they hold it, it's Avodah Zarah, the Sheifa. They should wait till they take it off before they burn it. Anyway, this is the Shakla Vitaria, and okay, tomorrow, next week, we get to the Mamish Bittul Avodah Zarah on the Yom Beis.